It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Let's go, girls.
Around the world, girls.
Cards are pointless. There, I said it. Don't get me a card. I save your money.
Well, you're the Grinch this morning.
No, it's the truth. So I had my anniversary over the weekend, and my husband, this is the first year he didn't get me a card. And I was like, thank you. Because he's also the type of person that will buy me a card, and he doesn't write in it or anything. He just signs it. Love you. Art.
Of course.
And I'm like, what was the point? You literally just spent $6 on some foiled card to write your name on it to tell me that the gift that you got me for our anniversary was from you. I know it's from you. Who else would it be from? I think cards are so pointless. So that's what I want to talk about for Woman Wednesday. I mean, whether it's a birthday card, an anniversary card, like, I don't buy them.
Did you actually really personally thank him for not getting you a card?
I did, because this was the first year in 12 years he didn't buy me a card. If he would have bought a card and that was it, like, buy me a card, write me, you know, the past 12 years have been great. That would have been a lie. But if he would have wrote that, that would have been something special. But just to buy a card, I think is so pointless.
All right, I've got a few points here to make. Firstly, this is music to my ears, and I think the majority of men's ears, but that's up to them. I hate cards. I hate buying cards for people. You got to go buy it. You got to go look at what it says on it. You don't know how funny to buy a card. You don't know how sentimental to buy a card. Then you got to personally write your own handwriting on it and add your personal touch to it. Then you got to put it in the envelope. The whole process is too much. I know you can do it digitally again today, but then you have to design it yourself. But having said all that, it is like you're thinking about someone personally. So you can be vulnerable and just accept the card.
Well, I'm not going to not accept it. I'm just saying, save your money, don't buy it.
So this is a statement to everybody out there that knows you. I don't like cards anymore.
Yeah, don't buy me a card. Unless it's something like my kids like hand drew me a card. But if you're going to go to Target to go buy a card, save your money, because cards are expensive. And guess what? I'm going to open it, I'm going to see that you signed it, and I'm going to throw it away. It is literally a waste of money.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm almost like, I open, I'm like, oh, there's no gift card or cash in there. What's the point of my card?
I mean, so am selfish. I the only one who thinks like this? So, Woman Wednesday, what are your thoughts on cards? Because I'm 100%, it is a waste of money. You can weigh in now, 888-431-3764.
Kelly dropping bombs this Woman Wednesday, admitting she hates cards, anniversary cards, wedding cards, whatever card it may be. Don't get her one because she hates them.
I don't hate them. They're just a waste of money.
You hate them.
If you're going to buy them, whatever. I think it's a waste of money.
Do you know how many friends of yours are listening going, man, I wish she told me that years ago?
No, because my friends know, and this got brought up because I had my anniversary last weekend. And it was the first year my husband didn't buy me an anniversary card. And I was like, thank you. I've been telling you for the past 11 years, don't buy me one.
And I don't think men, and I'm just speaking for myself here, I don't know about all men, actually like cards. Because the whole process of having to write it, be sentimental, put it in the envelope and give it to someone, I don't think it's a long process.
Tammy and Highland, what are your thoughts on giving or receiving cards?
The only time I buy a card is if somebody that I have to mail it to, and I go to Dollar Tree.
Does the Dollar Tree have good cards?
Yeah, they're all Hallmark and American greeting cards.
Do you go to Dollar Tree because it's cheaper?
Oh, yeah. They're 50 cents or a dollar, depending on which ones you're getting.
See, and I wouldn't mind doing that, but when you go buy a card now, if you go to Walgreens, Target, whatever store, they're like $5 on average.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You could buy me a Starbucks gift card with the money you just spent on that card.
Right? Something I actually want.
I almost guarantee Everyone thinks, you know, they say it's sweet to get a card, thank you so much, but they'd rather that $5 Starbucks gift card, for sure.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, it's something they're going to use. 909 says, unless it's one of those handmade cards, super funny cards, or musical ones, then cards are pointless.
I do this thing, if I do a card and give it to someone, I always make sure there's something in the card, because I always have that thought that the person's going to open the card, see there's nothing in it, and then not really care about it, because it is paper.
Oh, I've gotten so cheap now that if we're going to a birthday party, I make my kids like hand draw a card like to whoever, because I'm like, no, I'm not going to spend the money on a card.
Some people actually like cards though. Like Deneen says, I'm a total card person. I just mailed a card out today to let my friend know I'm thinking of her. I'm okay. If they get thrown away, she doesn't really care.
Yeah, Deneen is better than all of us, though. We know Deneen. She is a good person. What do you think about cards? Are you team cards, or do you think they're pointless? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. I really thought people were going to think I was soulless this morning when I confessed that I hate cards.
No, it seems like the whole IE soulless, a lot of people are supporting you.
Yeah, I think cards are a waste of time. They're definitely a waste of money. I just had my anniversary, and this was the first anniversary that my husband didn't buy me a card, and I literally told him, thank you, because he will go out, he'll buy a $5, $6 card and write his name. That is so pointless. That is throwing away money.
Well, he probably said thank you to you as well, because I don't know one man that likes to buy a card. They do it to keep the wife, the everything happy, but it's a whole process and it's expensive and you do not know where the card ends up.
It probably ends up in the trash.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where it ends up. Christy and Menifee, what are your thoughts on cards?
Lame.
They're a waste of money.
It is. I'd rather spend more money on whatever gift I'm getting and then not get a card. I just think, because I'm like you. You read it and you're like, yeah, that's nice. Okay, trash.
You hate giving and receiving.
Yeah, because I feel bad because you're like, oh, it's a nice card, but what am I going to do with it? Save them? I'm like, what? No. I did save a few for my mom who has since passed, but like typically, no, you're going to throw them away. And that's like you said, that sometimes $5, $6, like that's stupid.
Yeah, so my grandma recently passed, and I found a stack, I'm talking like a box of cards that my grandpa wrote to her every anniversary. But back in the day, the cards were super intricate. I mean, they were padded, and they had fabric on them. If it was something like that, I get it. But for these, like, piece of folded paper, no, $5 could be better spent.
Well, that's the thing, and I'd rather get more on a gift then buy a card.
Yeah, definitely. The 909, I like this suggestion, says, save me the money on the card, buy me a lottery ticket instead. You are my kind of person.
Hey, listen to this suggestion. I think this is creative, or it's cheap. I don't know which one. Okay. 951, me and my husband will go to the store, pick a card, and hand read it to each other, and then put it back. We've been doing this for years.
I love that. Plus, that's a great way to get my husband inside Target, too. You really want to celebrate our anniversary the way I want to?
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.